Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning on 107.1 The Boss is brought to you by DeluxeCarCareLLC.com, home of the Deluxe Rinseless Detailing Kit for a shine above the rest.
It's Robbie, Rochelle, 107.1 The Boss. Intern Vince taking a leave of absence, at least for the rest of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Getting some family issues that have popped up.
Yeah.
In addition to his six or seven other real jobs that he uses to pay for, I don't know, living with mom, whatever it is he needs money for.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he really, he's got a car with no car payments and he lives at home, so it must just be for his medicinal needs. He needs money.
I mean, we do joke about him being just an intern, but he is on the payroll.
I mean, he gets paid. Yeah.
He does get paid, but really, it's not a full-time job.
No.
So that's why we call him Intern Vinny. But anyway, hopefully he's okay. I don't want to get into his business on the air here.
Yeah,
but
sure.
He's probably going to be off at least for a week or so. So
yeah.
Anyway, we'll be thinking of our little Vinny, okay?
And I'll have to make your coffee for you. So that
I did my own this morning. I'm ready to go.
Okay.
I'm ready to go, baby.
All right, good.
You know, we do check our email and our voicemail, and our Facebook messages and such.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our own Facebooks. So you can certainly send us a note, 774-4444, if you want to text us, or on the 107.1 The Boss website or Facebook. We also have a Robbie and Rochelle Facebook. If you have something private, you'd like to come just to us.
Yeah, like Patrick, who works at Walmart.
You want to talk about that?
Sure.
Well,
we can talk about it.
There was a guy that works at Walmart, listens at work. Sounds to me like it's a deal where he's there working and mm-hmm. someone else loves the radio station.
Sure.
He does not.
No.
And he really hates us.
Yes.
And just kept sending notes every other day about how we suck, which is fine.
That's fine.
And maybe in his opinion, we do so. Maybe to a lot of people. Yeah. And that's fine.
That's fine. You don't have to love us.
What's not nice is that you said, I don't know what you said back to him, but then he called you a fatty.
He did.
Which is, listen, I would be more than happy to walk up to someone and say, you know what, you're a pinhead dope.
Yeah.
And a goon and a fool, and I don't care for you. I've said it about Elon Musk and Wolf Blitzer for uh-huh. the, you know, famous people.
Yeah.
What I would never say to somebody, because someone can't control necessarily, you don't know what their deal is. I would never call someone stupid.
Well, sure.
Now, saying they're a pinhead means that they should know better.
Right.
Means that they're in a position where they shouldn't behave the way they're behaving.
But even
calling
then,
someone a jerk is saying
then,
you're acting in a poor manner.
As
but
an,
to
as
call
an
someone
adult,
to call someone stupid
yeah.
and imply that they lack intel because there's something wrong with them, to call someone fat or ugly,
mm-hmm.
I would never do that.
But either way, as an adult who is cyberbullying someone else, to call another adult a fatty
sure.
is ridiculous. Like, get a life. Are you serious?
100%.
You don't know me.
100%.
What's the matter with you?
Well, you were not a fatty. You were beautiful and talented
you.
and a glamour model.
No, you're... That
and the envy of men and women. Men want to be with you. Women want to be you.
Oh.
And you know that to be the case.
You're very sweet. You know you have to go home with me.
But I'll tell you... No, well, that's not true. And I'll tell you, it does make me upset because not only... And again, I am somebody who will go in someone's face.
Yeah.
And I'm not the... I can be rude and mean mm-hmm. when I want to be.
Sure.
But I would, like I said, never call them ugly. Never call them stupid. Never make fun of their weight, because that's just lazy and cheap, Patrick.
Right.
Okay?
I mean, it's
and
just...
furthermore, you don't know that Rochelle has struggled with her weight over the years, and it takes a lot to be the babe that she is now.
Well, thank you.
Because that doesn't... That's... Every man and woman knows it. It doesn't just come easily.
No. But I have so struggled, just, and so it is...
That's an immature thing to say. So for the first time on the air, I will say, you know what, Patrick? That's stupid, what you said. You're not just only being a jerk. It's just an ignorant thing to say.
Yeah, it is.
So if you really don't know any better, you might just be a stupid idiot, okay?
Well, not to me or anybody else. You should never. I mean, come on.
No.
That's ridiculous. You don't do that. You don't do that.
By the way, I also think Jeff Zucker is a dope, okay?
Well,
I think he's a brilliant guy. He went to Harvard.
Right.
He did a terrible job with Leno and Conan and CNN.
And that's your opinion.
That's
and
right.
Other people may think he's great.
I would never make fun of the fact that the guy's a bald little weasel.
And I don't think you would ever, you would directly DM him and keep attacking him and say that. I mean,
wouldn't.
It's just a childish thing.
And joking
to do.
Aside, I don't care at all what the guy looks like. I just don't like the stuff he's done professionally, which is a valiant complaint.
Right. You don't like the station, please turn it off. That's okay. We're fine with that.
I think I meant to say valid complaint, but valiant, you know, sounds
<You're>
more...
dope. I'm just teasing you.
Well, you don't want to use a curse word because dope is more fun.
It is more fun.
You stooge. We do get listener emails from time to time. Got a note here from Brad. Brad said he is a longtime listener. Appreciate that, Brad.
Yeah.
Said he gets to listen to almost all of his show now that we're listening at home. Said he's an early riser, just puts it on, leaves it on.
Hmm.
You play just the right amount of music to keep me going. Okay, cool.
Okay.
He says, I thought
thanks,
I would
Brad.
Thought I would contribute because you guys were talking about the confession thing. This is true. We've been debating whether or not to broaden the horizons of mom confessions to other kinds of confessions. He said, I thought I'd pass this along. My wife is a mom. I don't know if that counts. It's kind of a long email. I'm trying to paraphrase here. He says, I have meetings from home on Zoom because, as I mentioned, I work from home and I've been using my wife's cover up because I have bad eczema and I'm embarrassed to be on camera. He said she has not even noticed it, but I'm starting to feel guilty. I also have big bags underneath my eyes, so I've started using some of her other concealer. And I have to tell you, while I've never been I'm a man and I've never used makeup, it's kind of a godsend. In fact, one of my coworkers commented, my skin looked great.
Really?
He goes, so do you think it's okay for me to use makeup on a Zoom meeting? And secondly, should I confess to my wife that I've been stealing her stuff? I feel kind of guilty. We otherwise have no secrets. Thanks, guys. Again, love the show. Signed, your buddy, Brad. That's a great email.
That is a great email and a great confession, really.
Yeah. I can answer this for you very simply. Mm-hmm. There's no issue at all with using the makeup.
No. I mean, if it makes you feel good, then who cares?
And I probably wouldn't share it with her unless she asked you. Now, if she asked you, then you tell her the truth.
That's where I would beg to differ. I do think you should share. Okay, go ahead.
Hear me out.
Go ahead.
Do I need to tell you every time I pour myself a glass of orange juice?
No, but you do.
Yeah, but I don't have to, and you might just notice, oh, it looks like we're out of orange juice. Rob probably drank some.
Yes.
We'll go buy some more. Same with the makeup. And then if she asks him, was it you that used the makeup? He could say, yeah, it was, and I look fabulous on Zoom. Brad's looking hot.
I don't know. I feel like orange juice is one of those. You know how you and I have had these debates where there's the you, the I, the we, where there are some things that are yours, some things that are ours, some things that are. So I think makeup might fall in one of those my things only because I would be the only one using it. So if I go to use my makeup one morning and it happens to be gone, I'm going to be pretty upset. And not only am I going to not have my makeup, but now I'm upset. And now I feel like you're hiding something because my makeup is all gone. So I think that he should just come clean and say, hey, babe, I really like your makeup. Next time you go grab some, can you get another one? Because I want to use it.
Even better plan for you, Brad. Here's what you do. You stop by the Walmart in town.
Go get your own.
You go buy your own and you ask for a little help in the cosmetic department from Patrick.
Good luck.
You say, Patrick, I understand that you know all about the ladies' makeup. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe you could help me out. And then you fill out one of those little cards and say, Walmart, I love your store. Love the products that you sell. Don't know about that associate, Patrick. I don't know about him.
It's a great idea.
And you'll be all set for your next Zoom call.
I love it.
Thanks for emailing. Thanks for listening. Well, this is pretty good. I got a list here. And I know you're passing this along to me because you're making fun of me. But it's fascinating to me because I'm interested in the zeitgeist. This is like anthropology, the study of people, right?
Sure.
The most searched terms on Google by users under the age of 25. So young kids.
Okay.
And having young kids in the house from time to time, I don't know that I've ever heard any of these. The one thing that Lola does say that I think is very kitschy, because I've heard other kids say it, is Gucci. She's like, that's so Gucci.
Yeah. She does say, there's
and I assume what she's referring to is it means it's high class, like the brand Gucci, right? Is that what that means?
Yeah, I mean,
because that's what it seems to mean when she says it.
Yeah, if you say that's so Gucci, it means like that's great or that's, yeah.
How about pushing P? You ever heard that? Man, you're pushing P.
Doesn't that mean that it's, you're keeping it real? Like,
you're keeping it real. That's exactly right. And apparently the P emoji looks like your mouth with your tongue hanging out, meaning whoa, look at you keeping it real.
Okay.
Saying it like it is.
So you're pushing P.
How about give me some slaps?
It's just giving someone a high five?
Nope.
No.
It's tell me something that's awesome. Give me some slaps.
Like, okay.
Hit me with the good news.
Sure.
Hey, you want some slaps? I'm coming over tonight.
Don't do that.
Catch these hands.
That's when you want to fight somebody, right?
Yeah, that's when you let them know. It's like saying, I'm going to give you a knuckle sandwich.
Something like that.
Catch these hands.
Uh-huh.
How about YT? Now, I would if I'd seen her text that, Lola, I would have thought that meant young thing. You know, like that Pretty Young Thing song?
Yeah.
That is not what it means.
That has something to do with them.
It's about white people.
With race, yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
So YT sounds like white.
Right.
So does that imply that, like, you're a person who's so uncool? You know how they... That you're like the lame white guy?
I don't know. You have to ask Low on that one. I have not used that one.
This one I've heard, Finna.
Finna, yep.
That means...
I'm going to.
Yeah, you're getting ready to. I'm on a Finna, project.
It sounds so great when you say them.
See, I feel like I'm an example of YT.
I'm going to Finna, that project.
I'm an old white guy. I feel like that's what this... Drip.
Drip?
Yeah.
Is that like jewelry? Like I'm dripping?
Could be jewelry. Yeah, could like be your outfit.
Yeah. Like
so
that's
your
drip.
Clothes are so drip.
Yeah, I have heard that.
Like your purse, for example, with the tearing it, not drip.
Not drip anymore. Yeah.
You're snatched.
Oh, that's hot. Like you look hot.
Yeah, something that looks incredible. I don't know that it's this early sexy hot,
oh,
but
okay.
It just means, oh man, that is snatched.
Yeah, yeah.
That shirt is snatched. I'm White D.
Yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely.
How about this abbreviation? TFW.
That feeling when?
That is what it means. See, yeah. I would have thought that would have been something that had to do with the F word.
No.
The what? That's what I would have thought, but apparently not.
Again, most of these I only know because Lola has said them to me, and I've had to go and Google what she is saying to me because I feel like she speaks another language sometimes.
Well, the good news is we finna. That's all I got.
That's right.
And I've learned nothing. Time for the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. Some fun events going on this week. Sometimes we get charity events, people trying to give back, help a cause. You can send these in to us anytime. Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning page, 1071theboss.com, or on our Facebook. The second annual Show Us Your Heart Bingo Scavenger Hunt is happening in Point Pleasant Beach this Saturday, starting at 11 o'clock in the morning. You can show proof of purchase receipts from anything bought from participating businesses in the downtown area during the event and get entry to win raffle prizes. PointChamber.com for all the info. Obviously, this is a Valentine's-themed event.
Mm-hmm.
Show Us Your Heart. You love bingo.
So I love bingo.
Between Valentine's Day and bingo, this could be written all over.
Get my pink daubers out.
You're going to like this. The Shore Cake Supply in Ocean Township is hosting a special kids' Valentine's Day cupcake class.
Ooh.
That's going on Sunday at 11 o'clock in the morning. Learn how to decorate cupcakes using fondant. I have no idea what that is.
It's like sugar. Hard sugar.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hard sugar.
Well, it's like gummy sugar.
Is that sugar that they make the little letters to say happy birthday on the cake?
Sometimes. It's like usually used on wedding cakes to make it look really smooth.
No, that's not what I was thinking.
Oh, okay.
What's it? You know, like you bite in a little H that says happy birthday?
Oh, no, like those hard ones?
It's like hard sugar, super sugary?
This is not like that. Okay. No.
They'll be using fondant in adorable Valentine shapes.
Aw.
ShoreCakeSupply.com to register for the class. And Lucky's Bed and Biscuit in Manahawkin is having their Valentine's Day potty. This is for your four-legged friends. Right through Valentine's Day, bring your pet in for a picture. And you could be entered to win a prize, including crafts, treats, and a whole lot more. Lucky'sBB.com for all the details. It's a bed and biscuit because it's...
That's so cute.
You need to board your cat or your dog or your ferret, I suppose. A couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning. For a complete list of events, Boss is out on tour this weekend. Go to 1071theboss.com anytime. We had a big meal on Sunday night. Big Sunday dinner.
Mm-hmm.
With the pasta... And a sauce.
Yes.
And the veal. I had the veal parmesan with the side of pasta. And then I had your pasta, which was your side dish. And some of your meat. You had steak for dinner.
I had filet.
We had an appetizer. We had dessert.
It was a couple of drinks.
It was a great, great dinner. And you were absolutely stuffed to the gills. No, I was full, but I made the you know how sometimes the chef will come out, he'll shake hands, go, did you enjoy your meal? Thank you for coming to the restaurant. Guy comes out and we're having a little conversation. And I said, I got to tell you, I could eat another bowl of this. He's like, I'll bring it out. I desperately wanted another bowl of the penne. His sauce was absolutely delicious.
So good.
And I'm something of a carboholic.
You are.
And you said to me the other night, you said, you know, you said that. And I thought that that couldn't possibly be the case because you love carbs too.
I do. But not like you love carbs.
No.
You love chocolate. I do. I love.
You are a candyaholic.
I am.
And yet I still don't think your candy addiction rises to the level of what I love.
It doesn't. I've never met anybody who could eat bread and pasta for every meal of every day. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you would have pasta if it was.
Absolutely love it. So I really wanted to say, yeah, I'd like another bowl of food, but I didn't want to look like a pig, you know?
Yeah.
But could I have eaten it? I could.
Sure.
So it occurs to me that I probably need to lose a little weight. Like, for example, you've got a little stash of chocolates, just a little treat for yourself, and you don't have them out.
No.
So every time you walk by, you're not thinking about it. Right. But sometimes you go, I want a little something sweet while I'm watching TV before bed.
Yeah.
I would have a pizza under the bed if I could, like a damn Ninja Turtle, you know? Just pull it out, I get a Hawaiian right here.
Yeah, you can have a pizza.
That's how much I love pizza.
Okay.
And bread and pie. I have a French baguette in between the sheets. Are you happy to see me? No, it's a French baguette.
Yeah,
how you doing?
That's my life right there. In a nutshell.
But I realize I probably need to watch it because I'm certainly not getting any younger.
Sure.
And the older you get, the harder it is to lose the weight.
Uh-huh.
And of course, the more health problems it can cause. And I'm a hypochondriac as is, so I'm thinking about all of these things. So I think to myself, you know what I should do?
Hmm.
I've been inspired by watching a Cobra Kai. I should do karate. I did karate when I was a kid. I think I should take up karate again because I'm not somebody who's ever going to get on a treadmill. I'm not somebody that's going to go do a spin class or yoga. So I'm like, maybe I go and do karate again. I like to swim, but I really like to swim outdoors, so that doesn't work. I'm like, this might be a great way for me to get some. I don't like to run because I'm a big guy. So maybe I join a dojo.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to.
I don't know why you're laughing at this.
I don't mean to laugh, but I just.
Why is that funny?
Because I'm picturing you walking down the stairs in your stark white gi.
I had a gi.
I know.
And I made it to the second level. I am
no,
a yellow belt.
You didn't. You made it to the first level.
I did not make it to the first level.
What color belt did you have?
I was a yellow belt.
Okay, that's the first belt because the white belt that you have is just to keep your stuff from
I
not
never
opening.
Had a white belt. I immediately went to black belt, not black belt.
What?
Yeah, you're right. It was white belt. Black is really high up there.
Right. The white belt is the one you get just to keep your stuff closed. The yellow is the first belt you get.
When I was probably 10 or 11, I took jiu-jitsu. Okay. I don't know. Again, I don't know why this is funny.
I'm just picturing you in this, you know, uniform walking down the stairs with like the, you know, Johnny Lawrence headband on. You're like, oi. Like, I can't.
Well, I didn't just have the belt that you use to keep your stuff closed. I made it to the next level.
You didn't make it to the next level.
I got
you
another belt.
You earned the first belt.
That's, isn't the white belt the first belt?
No, the white belt is just the one to keep your clothes closed.
Why are you downplaying this? The fact that I achieved something means that I made it to a certain level of training.
That's great. And if you want to join.
I remember the pressure points on your neck and behind your ears.
If you want to join karate.
Do you know what a hawk is?
No.
Well, you use your leg to get someone's leg from behind, knock them right down if a attacker comes at you. See, I learned this is how I got to be a yellow belt. Why is this funny? This would be a good way. You know what? It'd be good bonding for me. I need friends.
Uh-huh.
It would be good exercise.
Okay. Okay.
And let me tell you something. Because I am fat, I think the gi is actually very flattering.
Does that whole crossbody thing?
It's a good look for me. It's like a double-breasted sport jacket.
This is a very slimming gi.
I think I might join a dojo.
I hope you do. And please take pictures. I like a lot of them.
So if I tell you, hey, babe, before dinner, I'm going to go and head to the dojo, do a little workout, a little training with my sensei, you're going to start laughing at me?
No, I'm going to put my shoes on and go with you.
You don't
I gotta
think that
see
I,
that.
Is it that you don't think I can handle the
no,
moves?
No, I just got to go. I got to see it. I got to see it happen.
Because I have great coordination.
Oh, you're the best. Remember the
I look
other,
like Madonna in the Vogue music
remember
video.
Remember the other day when you tried to dance in the kitchen and you fell on the floor and you couldn't get up?
Face first on the floor.
I would just die to see you in a dojo.
And let me just say this about that. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. I'm here to tell you it's true. Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
Doing fine.
My pleasure.
Well, congratulations on all your success with This Is Us, an Emmy nomination. Man, it must feel so good, having all these accolades, having this work be appreciated by so many people.
You know, it's been a real honor to be a part of this show and to be given this character and this writing to play with and to be recognized in those ways is really special for me. So very, very grateful.
How did this show find you? How did you become Toby Damon?
You know, one of the things it's interesting in this industry is if you do something that people in the industry enjoy, word gets around. And I was on a television show called The Nick that was on Cinemax, directed by Steven Soderbergh for 2 years, and ironically. Every job I got since that was directly related to somebody watching The Nick, you know, whether it was Guardians of the Galaxy 2 or Stranger Things or This Is Us, it all involved producers from those shows having seen The Nick. And the same was true for John Requa and Glenn Ficarra, who were directors on season one of This Is Us and producers. And they saw me on that show and were like, I think this guy might be a good choice. And so I was in LA shooting a film and my agents had me literally the night before, hey, you want to go by Fox tomorrow morning and read for an untitled Dan Fogelman project? Sure.
Yeah.
Send the lines. And I went in the next morning and got the gig.
It's kind of a funny thing how, people say small world, man, it's a small business, right? That's how these things happen. You just never know.
Everything is relationships. You know, I mean, I think if This Is Us has taught us anything, it's that everything is relationships.
So when you get this script and you start reading through it for the very first time, and maybe this is week after week, do you know how special, what a nerve this was going to strike? Do you have an idea that it's going to be, you know, this kind of phenomena that, or you have no idea?
Oh, yeah. No, the first script that we all read, every actor on the show will tell you that when we saw the pilot script, we're like, this is different. This is going to be something special. If it's anything like the way it's written, it's going to be something. And then, you know, season one, even before the show aired, we had this trailer that ran on Facebook, and in 3 days it had 90 million views. And we're like, if people are connecting with the trailer of this show this much, then wait till they see the show.
Chris, I have to ask you. So I just recently watched an interview of Mandy Moore, and she's bawling, talking about how sad she is that the show is ending after the season. And she said everyone feels like this is their family and this has become their family. Do you have that feeling? Are you feeling really sad? What are your thoughts with the end of this? Because I can tell you, as someone who is obsessed with the show, who has cried for hours over the show, when Kate and Toby lost their baby, when Jack died, everything strikes a chord in me. So how, at you playing Toby, how does that make you feel that this is all over?
Yeah, it is. It has been hard to accept, you know, as we tell the story and it starts to wrap up, it gets a little easier, but it's sad. It's sad for this to end. We love these characters. We love each other. And of course, you know, our friendships will go on beyond the show, but it's been difficult and it's going to be hard, but I think the thing that's heartening is we're ending the show the way we want to end it, the way Dan wants to tell the story. We're not dragging it out over, you know, however many seasons, filling it with a bunch of fluff that doesn't mean anything. Like, the story is compact and concise, and we're going to leave everybody with all of their questions answered, and hopefully it will be satisfying for all.
Oh, Rochelle is tearing up right now, so I can only imagine what it would be like on the set of the show. And by the way, you know, you directed this week's episode, so congratulations on stepping behind the camera as well.
Yeah, thanks so much. It's something I've wanted to do for a few seasons now, and so we finally, the schedule's finally lined up, and I was able to hop in the director's chair.
Well, that's got to feel pretty good. Put those headphones on, look through that that lens like that. So congrats on that. We can't wait to see it. Well, congrats on the series. Congrats on all your success. Chris Sullivan, it's really great to talk to you. Thank you for making some time for us.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.
I was just reading some of the most recent job numbers, and it's kind of interesting. If you're a person who works in the hospitality sector, restaurant, hotel, waiters, cooks, clerks, you've had the biggest wage rise in 20 years, up 2%. Retail sales, cashiers, customer service representatives, 1.2%.
Hmm.
Those are the top two. And then with about a 1% gain, people that work, I guess they call them low-wage jobs or starter jobs. You know, You know, they say great first job to flip hamburgers, that kind of thing. Up 1%.
How about radio? What are we up?
I don't know. It's not on the list there.
Because we're not up. Is that what you're saying?
That's kind of interesting.
No, that's really interesting.
Talk about new jobs. What is the deal? I happen to see this. We make fun of the queen often.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess Camilla now is going to be the new queen. So does that mean, hang on a second, I just want to understand this. Does this mean that if she passes, Charles becomes king, and then he dies, does that mean she's the queen?
No. No, and she won't actually be the queen. She just wants Charles, because once he becomes king, she gets a new title. He has to give that title. So the
queen, she won't be Princess Camilla. Is she?
She's never been princess. I think she's a baron.
Would she be the duchess then if he became?
I don't know.
Because Prince Philip was both a prince and a duke, right?
Yes, but you, like, the person who's in charge has to dub that title to them. So the queen has requested that Charles give her the title, and it's not just queen. There was something after it.
But she's not really the queen is the queen.
No.
I wanted to make sure I was reading that properly.
No, that'll automatically go to William.
Okay.
And, like, Kate will never get to be queen either. That'll go to
Harry.
To his son. Oh, not to Harry.
Okay. Harry can never have it.
No. Right. I mean, no. Like, a lot of people have to die for him to get it.
This is like how when the Secretary of the Interior becomes president.
Yeah.
15 other people need to disappear.
All right. Yeah.
Probably be better off going to work in retail.
Probably.
Fold some sweaters at Express.
2% wage increase.
2% wage increase. You're just about as likely to become the Queen of England as Prince Harry.
Exactly.
Or whatever it is.
That's why he left.
Speaking of people with a tough job, time for hashtag mom.
Confessions.
We search that hashtag, bring you these every day, 7/20, 9/20. So send one in. You might hear yours like this.
At the multiple mom said, I told my six-year-old we're having sandwiches for dinner. He told me that he did too much homework to be eating a sandwich for dinner.
Understood. He's hungry.
Yes.
He wants some meat.
Emily Ridge Morris said, parenthood is mostly wanting to sleep, but before you can, you have to make sure that the other people who never want to sleep fall asleep. And Laura Marie said, you can spend 5 minutes trying to fish the eggshell out of your pancake batter, or, and hear me out, you can leave it in and tell your kids it's good luck to get the pancake with the eggshell.
This is one of my fears, hypochondria, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Is when I do know how to make eggs.
Yeah.
So I'll make scrambled eggs for myself. I haven't done it in a while, but I do know how to do it.
Uh-huh.
And you get that little bit of eggshell in there.
Yeah.
And exactly what you're saying, it's so difficult to get it out. And then I have fear that it's somehow going to tear up my throat and cut me open. I'll bleed from the inside out.
You want a mom hack?
Yeah.
To get the eggshell out, use the half of your eggshell and it'll scoop right out. So don't try to use your finger or fork or anything. Take the half that you cracked and put it in the egg and it'll scoop right out. It like attaches to it.
Well, this is a very good tip.
Yeah, there you go. Mom tip of the day.
You should get a 2% increase.
Yes, I should.
That's pretty good. Hashtag mom.
Confessions.
We share them every morning right here, 7/20, 9/20. You took the kids over to your brother's house this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a nice place, right? I have not been to your brother's house.
It's very nice. I was pleasantly surprised, if I'm being honest.
Why are you, what does that mean?
I guess I've always.
You thought it'd be a dump?
I didn't think it'd be a dump, but growing up with him, he's always been very messy and he just hasn't, he's a guy. He doesn't really care, you know?
Well, he is a long-term girlfriend.
He does. And so that's why the
place
difference.
Is, that's why the place is
yes.
nice.
And I had seen one of his previous apartments.
Was it a
and
dump?
It was, yeah. I mean, it was, there was no food in the house and everything was messy and there was stuff everywhere. And this was like a beautiful two-bedroom condo. Everything was very clean. There was decorations on the walls. There was food in the pantry.
Now by decorations, what do you mean? Like art? Sculptures?
They had art. My brother's also an avid Lego builder. So there was like hundreds of Legos, like I guess you'd call them sculptures. They're not really sculptures.
Well, that's a little different, huh?
Everywhere. So, but they were nicely displayed. His girlfriend, who Angela, she's just the sweetest little doll.
Put them in little cases, display cases?
Yeah, she has them on shelves and they're perfectly displayed.
They got a Lego museum. People pay money to go see this stuff.
Well, it's funny you say that because he wanted to go to the Lego museum and he actually tried to go with his girlfriend and they wouldn't let him in without kids.
You're talking about the Lego store?
Yes. No, not the store. The
actual museum.
The actual museum. And he was told that you have to have kids in order to go in. So I think part
that
of the
can't be right.
I swear. Well, that's what he says. Maybe they just didn't.
I mean, they let adults go to Disneyland.
They were not going to let them in without having kids. So I think part of the ploy of inviting us over was so that the kids were there because he wanted to go to the Lego museum.
Oh, okay. But you didn't end up doing that.
No, because then he realized that it cost $26 a person or something. He's like, no, no, I'm good. We'll just stay here.
That's out in Michigan where you grew
up,
right?
Yeah.
Because I know you were, I think we mentioned this yesterday, you were traveling. Mm-hmm. Is that where the Lego museum is too?
They have one there, yeah.
So there's more than one Lego museum.
Oh, there's a ton of them. Yeah, there's several.
I know there's
a
Lego store in Times Square.
There's a Lego store, and then there's one at that mall, that really big, what is that mall?
The Mall of America?
No, the one that's...
The one at the Meadowlands?
Yes, the one at the Meadowlands. There's a... It's not a museum, per se. It's almost like an amusement park. So there's there's rides in there. There's little things you can build, and it is... I mean, it's definitely kid-oriented. It's
well,
not
I didn't know
really,
any of this.
Yeah.
Now, when you first saw my place, when we first got together...
Uh-huh.
I remember you saying to me that while there were some drawbacks, I didn't have food and my bathroom was lacking all amenities.
Oh, my God. Yes.
I do remember you saying that you were surprised for a guy that was single and had been single for a long time that had never, it wasn't as messy as you thought it was.
Yeah, I was really quite
and I
shocked.
Took great pride in that you were impressed that my place was fairly tidy.
I was shocked. You also had photos on the wall and... You know, you had wine glasses and you had silverware.
But no clothes on the floor.
No.
No empty pizza boxes.
No.
None of this kind of thing.
No, you did keep your garbage on the floor next to your garbage can, which is a little weird and annoying. And we did stop that. I don't even know if you remember that, but you had like a circular garbage can that was dented. And you would never put the bag in the garbage can, which I found to
be
really
the whole
weird.
Story right there. It was irritating for me to try and get the bag in and out of that can because it was an old garbage can that had made several moves with me.
Yeah.
So it was easier for me when I was ready to take the trash out just to grab a bag from under the sink and put my garbage in there.
Right.
So...
Well, So that was a little...
And then I would just put little papers and wrappers in the tin can and dump them in when I was done. So that was it. With me, most of the motivation is laziness.
Sure.
Okay.
But I was. I was pleasantly surprised the first time I came to your apartment that you had.
Well, I'm glad that you're impressed with me and your brother. This is why I like your brother.
Yeah.
You know? I think we're kind of similar. In our own way, we're kind of similar personality. Now, he's kind of a man's man, and I'm obviously a diva like Diana Ross.
Yeah.
But I do think at the core, we're kind of similar guys, which is why we get along.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even though we come from different worlds.
Absolutely.
I also like the fact that he, like me, had the strategy to try to take out Grayson's tooth.
Yes.
Now, I have been permanently removed from tooth duty because I tried to pull out one of Lola's teeth when she was younger. And,
yeah.
And I think it probably wasn't ready. I got a little overzealous.
You scarred her for life.
And it really hurt, and she threw a big fit and was... And now, this is one of the things, like, you know, she'll go back and say, hey, you remember when I was 8? I'm like, yeah, I remember. I'll say to her, I'm like, I don't know if you know this, but parents are just humans. Adults are just people. We make mistakes. I'm sorry I let you watch the movie It. It was rated R. I made a mistake.
Yes, you did.
And I'm sorry I pulled your tooth out. I didn't... And it hurt. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I like the old trick. One of the tricks, you put the string on the tooth, you put a string on a door, and then you open the door, and it'll pull out the tooth.
Mm-hmm.
But the tooth needs to be ready.
Right.
So your brother also had the same strategy.
Well, no, not exactly. So Grayson is losing his first tooth. It's the very bottom tooth, and it's just hanging on. I mean, he's moving it with his tongue. It's just hanging out there.
The door trick, the string in the door, should have worked.
No, he was not going to do that. Lola had already warned Grayson.
Because she put ideas in her head.
Yes. Don't let
anybody. This is why the poor kid's afraid of clowns, because she's like, you let me watch an R-rated movie. I'm like, I want it to be cool, Dad.
So
I'm sorry.
Uncle Tyler says, I will get it out for you, though, but we won't pull it. But Uncle Tyler's way of getting it out was to basically sit on Grayson and hold him down and start tickling him at first, and then to get his finger in there and attempt to get it out.
Brilliant.
No, it's not, because Grayson has a very sensitive stomach, and if you tickle him too much, he pukes. So he tried that technique. That was not going to happen. So then,
to quote the movie Goodfellas, we got to toughen this kid up. It's a tooth.
Listen, that was not from the tooth. He thought it was funny. So then my brother just took him and gave him like a headlock.
You know, this is what they do to dogs at the vet. You know, they hold them down to cut their toenails and stuff.
Well, after about 20 minutes of him trying, and Grayson half crying, half laughing the whole time, his face is completely... I took pictures. I'll have to post the picture. He did not get the tooth out. So it's still sitting there, and he's going to end up losing it in his sleep or something. But
I'm telling you, this is all Lola's fault. Because I made one mistake as a parent, and I'll never live it down.
You'll
okay?
never live it down.
Well, joke's on him, because the tooth fairy could have come and he could have made some money.
That's right.
Appreciate you staying connected with us on all the social media, for finding our podcast wherever you get yours, including Spotify. We haven't abandoned Spotify.
Not yet.
We're up there. You still got it. Real easy to get us. Just search Robbie and Rochelle, R-O-B-B-Y, remember? All right, a couple of things. We thought you needed to know to be in the know. We call it Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Number one, there is a new poll that gives us the top 10 grossest words in the English language.
Curd, putrid, ooze, mucus,
ew,
fester, splooge, moist, seepage, phlegm, pus.
Pus comes in number one.
More
I love
than seepage?
Yeah.
Seepage is, that's so
You know what's
yucky.
Pretty bad? And Nor'easter Nick was using this in his forecast the other day. Secretion.
Secretion.
Not
is
a big
awesome.
Fan of secretion.
Pus is number one, though, huh?
I had a little meeting with him about that after we were doing secretion every weather forecast. Yeah, pus comes in number one. I love that somebody had their Alexa say all the words.
Oh, yeah.
You want to hear them again? Because I do.
Oh, do we have to?
Yep.
Curd. Putrid. Ooze.
Those are also the descriptor words for the show by most of our fans, by the way.
Is that first one GERD?
Turd.
Oh, turd.
But GERD's pretty gross, too.
I said GERD.
Yeah, and you need Prilosec right now. Number two, there's a woman in Toronto, Canada, opens her trunk, finds a naked man in the trunk. Turns out he'd been living there for 3 days. He was squatting.
Oh, my gosh.
No word exactly why he was naked.
Why are you in my trunk, and are you naked?
Yeah.
What?
It's a rite of passage.
To be... how did you get in there?
That can't be real. That seems like it's put on, doesn't it?
I mean, yeah. Why would you have your camera on while you're talking?
Well, I guess she opened it up and sees the guy there, and he's like, hey, sorry. And then she immediately started filming. Because this is what people do now when they...
Yeah.
Yeah, they want to be able to show the cops or whatever.
You have actual proof. That's crazy. That's so weird.
She just seemed a little too calm. How would you react if there was a strange naked man in the trunk of your car? You know what? I've decided I don't want to know. soon as it came out of my mouth, I decided I'd rather not know. Sometimes ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
Number three, our buddy Bill Murray is going viral again this week. He made a no-look putt at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am over the weekend.
Wow.
This clip is pretty neat. I don't know if you've seen this, but then he tosses his club aside, Caddyshack style.
Okay.
It's in the hole!
Yeah, that's... not sure that was from Pebble Beach the other day, but...
Was.
That might have been Carl Spackler, but
okay.
Still pretty good. Number four, speaking of sports, online sportsbooks already put out lines and some ridiculous prop bets you can make for the big game this Sunday. Mm-hmm. For example, you can bet whether Snoop Dogg will smoke during the halftime show.
That's a really interesting one. I don't know, because there are so many regulations that I don't know that they'll...
They're talking about smoking weed, right?
Yeah. Now, well, smoking anything, really.
Who's playing the halftime show?
It's Eminem,
Snoop.
Jay-Z, Snoop.
So a bunch of hip-hop stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Eminem, will he be censored?
Okay.
Will a player suffer a concussion or an injury during the game?
Okay.
Will they cut to Bill Belichick at home looking angry and constipated?
No. Oh, no.
I want to know who's going to be at the Puppy Bowl. That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
You have nothing to be scared about.
Number five, scientists say putting pantyhose on your head over your mask is safer than not putting pantyhose over your head and over your mask.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a friggin' idiot?
They say, as a matter of fact, if you just had pantyhose available, it does seal the mask against your skin, making it safer than going without a mask at all, regardless of vaccination status. The CDC, for their credit, has not recommended adding pantyhose to your COVID safety regimen. I am not making this up.
I sincerely hope that this becomes a trend. Like, I just...
Vinny is out today, so we didn't get the clip here. But there is actually a clip that I saw of a scientist talking about this seriously, like not kidding around.
Why?
Put pantyhose over your head. Well, you'd be like a bank robber.
You put... That's what I'm saying. You get the little thing on the head. It's like wobbling around.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little condom-y, don't you think? It's a little bit. A little condom-y.
Oh, boy.
I'll add that to the list of the grossest words, by the
way. Yeah.
Tuesday, world-famous celebrity birthday files. Cicely Strong from Saturday Night Live. She's 38 today. Seth Green is celebrating. Vince Neil from Motley Crue. We'll have another chance for you to qualify to see him coming up. Mm-hmm. Part of the stadium tour. Mary Steenburgen, that's Ted Danson's wife.
Yes.
Creed Bratton from The Grassroots, who also appeared on The Office several times, kind of as a parodied version of himself.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You just blew my mind right now. I did not know that. Yeah. I did not realize he was in
Remember that
the
group that sang that song?
Yes.
Midnight Confessions,
yes,
and all that? Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
He was in that group. Nick Nolte, 81 today. He's looked 81 since he was 31.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ted Koppel, John Williams, the guy that did the Star Wars theme, mm-hmm, Superman, E.T., and the Boy Scouts celebrating their anniversary today, founded 112 years ago today.
Aww.
Today is National Boy Scout Day because of that, and National Kite Flying Day.
Oh, and I think you freeze if you take it out there.
I think you can earn a badge for kite flying as a Boy Scout.
There you go.
It's He Said, She Said with Robbie and Rochelle.
I got to mention something going back to our confessions today.
Hmm.
There's a lady wrote in and was talking about how I forget what she was saying, but it made me think of...
I have no idea.
One of the confessions made me think about, I think it was about meat, made me think about those little Hungry Jack frozen foods.
Okay.
And I remember my grandmother used to buy those for me and my cousin when I was a little kid. And
really?
Despite the fact they were called Hungry Jack, implying that you were a Hungry Jack who was starving, they were very unsatisfying.
Are you talking about like the TV dinners?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I always thought that was ironic that they give you this teeny little piece of meat. When, in fact, you're a Hungry Jack.
Well, have you ever seen the banquet dinner ones? Because those ones are really small. If you put the banquet one next to the Hungry Jack...
I don't know why there's this implication that frozen dinners and TV dinners are bad for you, because you're done eating it in a minute. There's not much food there.
It's not very good.
Very misleading.
And it's not very good.
You have a complicated food order.
Oh.
Could be at the grocery store in the frozen food aisle. Could be at the drive-thru.
I am that person who always wants something different than what's on the menu. And I hate to admit that, but I really am.
You should feel bad about that.
I do feel bad, but
because there's a reason it is not on the menu.
But I am kind of picky. I like extra sauce and everything. I like all of my meat cooked a certain way.
This is why you shouldn't go to the drive-thru, though. If you're going to do fast food, they have the table set up with the napkins, the condiments. You should go in and do it for yourself.
Well, and I do. I will. Like, if we go to Starbucks, I order... It's very complicated. I want, like, a venti iced Americano in a Trenta cup with extra ice, two extra shots.
When it comes to Starbucks, so they're the ones that came up with all these bizarre terms, yes. And they don't call it large, they call it Gigante or whatever the hell it is.
When I do that on my phone, so yeah. I can just customize.
So they're asking for it, is what I'm saying, at Starbucks.
But I do that even, like, I went to Buffalo Wild Wings with the kids over the weekend, and I ordered the boneless chicken, and I wanted it cooked well done with extra sauce and then a side of sauce.
But Buffalo Wild Wings specializes in wings.
Right, but I
so
like
that's
them,
fine.
But I like them cooked. So, like, they'll cook them, and I want them to cook it again.
But you're one of those people cooked. That go to McDonald's and say, I'd like a hot dog with buffalo chicken
yes,
sauce on it.
I do.
Well, they don't make hot dogs. What do you expect them to do?
Well, I wouldn't order something they don't have on the menu.
You go to Pizza Hut and order sushi. You know what I'm saying?
No, but I would. Like, if there's a Reuben, I'll ask for turkey instead of the Reuben. Like, I want a turkey Reuben.
Then just get a Reuben.
Well, I don't want corned beef. I want turkey.
Or you're so one of those like people who orders it. Can I have a cheeseburger? No cheese. That it's a hamburger is what it is.
I am a complicated food order. I absolutely
I go out of my way not to order what I really want.
I know.
Just to keep it simple.
I know. They'll
say, do you want extra blah, 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 blah? I'm like, no, I don't know. Whatever's please just leave me alone. I got to go.
There have been times when we've been eating out at restaurants and you'll just order. I'm like, well, don't you want this? And you're like, oh, yeah. And then I have to basically order for you because
I'd rather just keep a low profile.
You don't order
because
anything.
When you have this face, you just assume that people hate you already.
Stop it.
So I try to keep things simple for myself. 774-4444. You can text us. You can call us. You can also get us on Facebook. We'll have some answers coming up here. Hard, difficult, crazy food orders. Sure, he said.
She said.
Just underway. This morning's he said.
She said.
You have a complicated food order. Crazy, difficult food order that you'll do when you go to a drive-thru, when you're ordering at a restaurant. Maybe it's when you're doing a curbside or they bring the groceries out to your car, one of those kind of deals.
Mm-hmm. Julie said, when I was a kid, I used to make my mom order me a Caesar salad with no dressing, bacon, or croutons.
See, this goes back to what I was saying a minute ago. When you order something that so drastically changes the dish, it becomes a different
That's
dish.
That's basically just lettuce, right? There's no croutons. You just order lettuce.
You're eating like a rabbit.
Ann said, sometimes I order a cheesy gordita crunch from Taco Bell, and I get it with no lettuce, no tomato, no sauce, extra meat, and to fill what was taken out, I add nacho cheese instead of shredded cheese.
This is, you know, sometimes people will call the radio station, right? And they'll say, can you play a song? And I say, we can play a song, but you got to wait a few minutes because we already prepared this, okay? Mm-hmm. And we got this going on.
Yeah.
And I know you might think that all we have to do is put in a CD and that's it, but there's actually a method to our madness here.
Right.
Same thing would be true of most restaurants, whether it's fast food or
you have to know if you order something special that you do have to wait because and that sometimes people order like I used to know someone who would order fries with no salt because they would have to remake and make sure they had fresh fries.
They don't do that.
Yes, they do because when they already put the salt on them.
Well, you know what? Then if I became the CEO of McDonald's, I'd be like, nope, you're not doing it. You get the fries we make you. We pre-make them. We keep them hot. That's it. You want the fries? There they are. You don't want them? Have a nice day.
Well, speaking of McDonald's, Kayla says I order my McChicken sandwich. I add bacon, American cheese, onions, pickles, and tartar sauce, and I get no ketchup or lettuce on it.
I mean, I guess if you're just asking them to throw some extra things in the bag for you, fine.
Well, no, she probably wants that on there, I would assume. Because if you're ordering McDonald's, you're
asking a lot for them to open it up and put the thing on it there for you.
When they open it up, they're supposed to make it fresh. So it shouldn't just be sitting. That's the whole point of ordering something special is you're not just getting the burger that has been sitting there for 10 minutes. They have to put a fresh patty on the bun and then add your stuff on there.
I think unless they get a sign that says everything is fresh, don't worry about it. This is what it is. They're going to make it ahead of time. It's fast food for convenience purposes.
Okay.
I would revolutionize the fast food business if
sure
I went into it.
Oh, I'm sure you would.
Revolutionize. Let's go to line one.
So whenever I go out for ramen, I always say no bean sprouts, no green onion, extra bamboo, make sure the noodles are wavy, and extra broth, and a soft-boiled egg. So a lot of modifications.
Wow.
This is going to sound like a stupid thing to say, okay? So please bear with me here. But I never really think that you would go out for ramen. I think of that as it's what I got in the cupboard, so I'm going to make it at home kind of food. Is this like a trendy thing I don't know about?
Yeah, so you're thinking of instant ramen versus like, there are like ramen restaurants and stuff, you know? Like you can go out for like tonkatsu ramen. It takes a really long time. It's like the opposite of instant ramen.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really good.
I've had it before. It is really good. You get like the poke bowls. You've had those.
Oh,
before.
I've had the poke bowls.
Yeah.
That's not ramen, though. That's rice, isn't it?
No, but they serve the ramen at those.
Yeah, if you go somewhere like an izakaya, so it's like a Japanese restaurant, they might offer ramen and something like a poke bowl. But you could go specifically to ramen shops where they only do ramen.
Clearly, I'm the guy that just gets a donut and Dunkin' and goes home. So I learned something here today.
Hey, there's no problem with that.
I learned something here today. All right, some more of these calls coming up. You can also get us on Facebook, 774-4444 to call or text. Crazy food orders, difficult food orders. You're he said.
She said.
It's he said. She said. With Robbie and Rochelle.
We're talking about crazy food orders, difficult orders that you put in for food, whether it's at a restaurant, the drive-thru, whether it's at the grocery store. I have felt very passionate about this today, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, you have.
We've gotten quite a few heated answers, too.
Jacob said, I go to this deli pretty often, and I always order a sesame seed bagel, and then I add a side chicken cutlet, bacon, cheddar, jalapeno, chipotle mustard, and then I ask them to put the whole thing in their panini press.
Well, I hope they upcharge you for that. I really do.
Jenna said, I order my latte at a specific temperature. It must be 170 degrees or I send it back.
How would you know it was 170 degrees?
Maybe
there's no way you could know.
Maybe she has a little thing in her. I don't know.
What do you bring around? The little turkey thermometer?
Maybe.
Popped up. Must be ready to go. I'll tell you what. Sometimes they say, I'd like a bagel. They're like, would you like cream cheese with that? I'm like, you can just throw it in the bag. I can do it myself. They say, would you like it toasted? I'm like, that's okay.
In fact,
I'd like it toasted, but I don't want to inconvenience
them. You're ridiculous.
It's too much to ask.
Peter said, when I order pizza, I get it well done with extra sauce, feta on the whole pie, green peppers and ham on one side, pepperoni and mushroom on the other side, and two sides of dipping sauce.
I mean, that is fun, but I don't know that you can cook a pizza well done. It's not meat.
Yeah, you can.
What does it mean?
Cook it longer so the cheese is like brown instead of just gooey.
I suppose that's
fine. I like everything well done, so I do understand that.
Let's go to line number two.
So I often treat myself to hot wings on a Friday, and I love this local place, but the sweet person on the other end of the phone does not speak English as a first language, and she speaks very fast, but I like my garlic parmesan wings with sauce on them. And they're really good, but they never give us enough sauce. So I always have to like really slowly ask for extra sauce. but I need to be careful not to have them not put any sauce on the wings. So
interesting.
I have to be honest. English is my first language, and I would have difficulty saying garlic parmesan sauce five times fast.
Should we try it?
No. No, thank you. All right, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. We're back to line one.
It's a coffee drink. Double shot of espresso, warmed milk, more than a cortado, but less than a latte, no foam.
Wow.
Here's the only problem there is I would go with a triple shot, not just a double. As much espresso as possible.
That's fair. That's fair.
Crazy, difficult food orders. We'll keep this going on Facebook. You still want to text us? Your he said.
She said.